Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, family, and everyone here.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom, family. Everyone's line is unmuted. Welcome to another Sounds of Living Water. We have a special edition this morning on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Bunch. Amen. We have Brother Nakomi, a.k.a. Little Israel, bringing us that kingdom state of mind this morning with the creation, the making a creation calendar. I am so excited. I'm going to hand over, I'm not going to say the mic, the floor to Brother Nakomi so he can open up the floor. And Brother Nakomi, if you don't mind, I'm going to read for you this morning. Amen.
Oh, okay. I'd like to say peace and shalom to everyone at the sound of my voice. I'm Brother Nakomi Swanson, Little Israel, the Nation of Peace Israelites with that kingdom state of mind, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're about to get started because we're going to be doing a lot of writing and things like that. So we're going to get started with no delay. So I ask that Sister Rhea bring a reading of your choice. I ask that all the brothers uncover their heads, face the east. All the sisters cover your heads, face the east, if it's possible. And we're going to get started.
Amen. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 119, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Ray, can you give us Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3?
Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. And verse 1 reads, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Amen.
So verse 2, in saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we're supposed to always, at all times, preparing for the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. It's at hand. We're supposed to be preparing for these things. We're supposed to get ourselves together for this at all time. In verse 3, and saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So that's the people that's actually in the ministry, that's actually in the work of God. We're supposed to be preparing a clear, non-agenda path for the coming of Christ and the coming of the Father. So we're supposed to be doing these things. It's not about a whole bunch of crazy things that some people want to bring to the table. I'm saying things that's not connected to salvation and things like that. So we got to understand, we got to have a clear path to prepare the people for the Most High in Christ. So with that, people, the lesson today is we're going to be making a creation calendar. About 3 years ago, the Spirit showed me what the creation that we read in Genesis chapter 1 really is. It's actually a thing full of codes, but it's also a calendar. It's also a calendar. Based off the calendar that we have today, but instead of a calendar going by 30 days, it goes by 49 days. Because it's going by the first thing the Bible teaches us, a week, which is 7 days. So we're going to go through these things, and we're going to show you some of these secret codes and numbers and things like that, and where a lot of the Bible has a lot of numbers in it. Well, God has showed me where most of the numbers come from. Most of the numbers come from and represent time, which is a calendar. Most of the numbers are generated from a calendar. So we're going to go into that. I'm saying, there's going to be a lot of math. We're going to draw a couple of charts and things like that. But if you actually, and this is what the Most High knows. We just read the Bible. But guess what? When we see things in the Bible, do you actually write it down, add it up? Most of us is not doing that. So the deeper things, the more secret things that's encoded in the scriptures, we will never see, because we're just going to read it and just keep rolling along instead of saying, you know what? What if I write this number down? Oh, he got this number and this number. What if I'm saying he got this connected to a person? What if I add all these numbers up? And most of us don't think in that way or that manner. We don't line. I'm saying when I see a group of people in the Bible, I count the number of people, all those type of things, because he showed me he doesn't just make groupings of people or groupings of anything without a purpose. So with that, Sister Rev, first scripture will be 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 40.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 14.
14 and verse 40.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 14 and 40 reads, let all things be done decently and in order. Amen.
See that? Now that I understand some of the secret things in the Bible, I understand why it says, let all things be done decently and in order. I understand why when God sent Moses to go get the water from the rock, that he gave him very, very specific instructions. And he didn't do the instructions all the way like God told him. So God called him an unbeliever, and he didn't get to go to the kingdom in his flesh. But we all know that Moses is going to be in the first resurrection, people. For all acts, people, there is a consequence to all our actions. So Moses didn't do things all the way to the letter of, see, it's the first thing is the spirit. People say the spirit of the law, the letter of the law. God is about the letter of the law. He liked things done exactly the way he said. And because I've learned about these things in the Bible is the only way certain things you're going to see is if you keep things in order in the way that he has put it. He wants you to see the order. But like I'm saying, most of us don't write things down when it comes to numbers and things like that in the Bible. We don't write it down. I'm saying I've written down from Adam all the way to that you can get the generations from Adam to the generations right after the flood to the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the tribes, and then in Matthew's chapter 1, it'll give you the whole generation to Jesus. That's 39 people, which most people won't know that's 39 men because they probably never counted the people in it. But from Adam to Jesus is 75 people. It's 75 men. Most people ain't going to count that. But when you write them things down and you number them, it reveals things to you when you do these type of things. But like I'm saying, how many people you know going to do that? Not many. Not many people is going to take their time and try to do something like that. And more than likely, none of your pastors or teachers going to make you do anything like that. These type of things, the Spirit going to have to deal with you, and you do it on your own. I'm here to say you should try it and see for yourself. But with that, people, we finish show you that God tries to convince us to see order. He said, people, when he tells us to do something, I've learned if you actually write it down the way that he say it, you actually see things. You actually see things when you write things down in the order that God tell you to write it down. So we're going to show you one of these situations right now. So, Sister Rhea, let's go into Exodus chapter 28 and 17.
Amen.
Exodus 28 and 17.
Amen. Exodus 28. Exodus 28 and verse 17 reads, "And thou shalt set it in settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row."
Stop. We don't need to go through all that. Drop down to verse 21.
Amen. Verse 21. "And the stone shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes."
Stop.
And
Now, so he tells us in verse 17, "And thou shalt set it in, you shall set it setting of stones, even four rows." So he said, you're going to make even four rows of stones. Okay. That's one of the instructions. But now he's saying down on verse 21, "And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12. So now you have a math problem. You got four rows, and you're working with 12 stones. So in order to make this with the tribes to do this, that means there's going to be four rows of three stones. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, we're going to do this the way that he wants us to do it. So I want you to take a piece of paper and a pencil, a pen, and I want you to write the number one. Then write it next to the number one, put the number two. And right next to the number two, you put number three. That would be one, two, three would be one row. Then right under the one, write four, five. I'm saying write four, and just like you did the other one, write four, then under the two, write five, and then three, and then six. So that's the second row. Third row, seven, eight, nine. Okay, fourth row. 10, 11, and 12. This would be the breastplate of the priest. That this is what this is talking about when you read Exodus chapter 28, 17 through 21. But as you do this, there's a whole bunch of numbers if you pay attention. All these numbers, people, are all codes, secret codes in the Bible. Every last one of these numbers. And then we're going to add another row after this so you can see the rest of the numbers. But the first, I'm saying, guess what? One of the codes is, I want you to write somewhere on your paper, 123. 123, or 123 is a code. 456 or 456 is a code. 789 or 789 is a code. Now, we're going to show you the next code. Go to the left-hand corner of the paper at the 1, and then you see the 1, then under the 1 you see a 4, and under the 4 you see a 7. Okay, 147 is a code. In the next one right next to it, 2, going down, 258 is a code. Last row, 369 is a code. So, then here are six codes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 4, 7, 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9. Now we're finna show you, it's finna get real tricky here. But if you go into the left-hand corner where the 1 is, and you know how you play Connect Four, you go diagonally, from that 1 is the number 5. And then from that 5, you go diagonally is a 9. So 159 is a code. And then once you do that, go to the number 4. And if you go to the 4, going diagonally, you got 4, then you got an 8, and you got a 12. Well, that 12, you're going to make a 3, because another thing we're going to learn is God only counts up to 9, and then he starts all over again. All these other numbers is just meant to trick you, but I'm saying for the unlearned. But really, whenever you see numbers, you're supposed to add both of the numbers together to make the whole number, because all God counts up to is 9. So that would be 4, 8, 12, which is 1 plus 2, is 3. So the code right under 159 that you write on the side of your paper, you write 4, 8, and 3. Now, there is another code. I understand what it is, but y'all might not be able to see it. So right under that, right under when you made the 1, 2, 3, 4, when you made all of them, the breastplate, under the number 10, I want you to feel like just make the next line. Under the number 10, put 13, 14, and then 15. Okay, and when you do that, go back to like we did with the 1 and the 4, go to the 7 and go diagonally, you're going to see this number, 7, 2, and 6. So 7, 2, and 6 is the next code. So now we got 12 codes. But now this thing shows us something even deep. We're going to go even deeper. Now, that same 7 that we just went from, now I want you to go from that 7 and go up diagonally. From the 7 to the 3 and a quarter, go 7, and then going up is 5 and 3. So the next code is 7, 5, and 3. And then under that 7, 5, 3, you're going to see the number 10, but that number 10 is really a 1. You're going to go 1, 8, and then go up to 6, 186. And then the very last code is this one. We're going to go to the number 13, which is really a 4, and you're going to go up diagonally again. You're going to go 4, 11 is to 9. So the last number will be 4, 2, and 9. So all the codes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Second group, 1, 4, 7, 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9. Third group, 1, 5, 7, 4, 8, 3, 7, 2, 6. And the last group, 7, 5, 3, 1, 8, 6, 4, 29. Now, all these numbers we're going to find out very deeply entrenched into the Bible. But before we do that, like the lesson says, the making of a creation calendar, we're going to make a creation calendar. But I'm just showing you through the vibration of the breastplate, it's got these all these secret numbers that we're going to learn where all these secret numbers come from. So, people, now you're going to need a big piece of paper because now we're going to make a calendar. We're going to make a creation calendar, which is a calendar that goes from the number 1 to the number 49. From the number 1 to the number 49. So what we're going to do, people, on the first line or the first week in this creation calendar, we're going to write on a number week as we know it, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is the first line. Go back right back under the 1, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Next line, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That's 3 weeks. Okay, start over for the fourth week. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Fourth week done. Starting the fifth week, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. Next row, 6 week, which will start with the number 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42. Last week, this last week represents, all these weeks represent the first 7 days in the creation. But we're doing weeks because the week's going to bring out the numbers. So last row will be 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49. So now we've done that part. So now we got to do something else. What we're going to do now is go back to the top, to the first row. And what we're going to do, but I've already done it for you, is I'm going to add up the numbers in the first row. So the first row will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I want you to write equals 28. And then after equals 28, I want you to put equals 1. Because 2 plus 8 is 10, but we got to remember, God don't count to 10, he counts to 9. So this 28 is actually a 1. In the next row, at the end of, right under that 7 of the end of the row, under the 4, I'm saying 14, you put equal right next to that, you put 77. Well, God, like I'm saying, he doesn't count to that. The 7 and 7 is 14. which is actually the number 5. Then under that, in the third week, I want you to put equals 126, which equals the number 9. Then under that one, the next one, in the fourth week, I want you to write 175, which equals 13, which is really the number 4. Then under the next one, next to the 35, we're going to put 224, which equals the number 8. And then under that, we're going to go to the number 42, where you're going to put 273, which if you add all those numbers up, they would add up to the number 12, which is really the number 3. And then the last one on this would be 322, which is equals 7, which is, you know what I'm saying, we add those numbers, those numbers going to add up to the number 7. So now we're going to go, now I want you to go back to the number 1 on the top of your calendar, and now we're going to add all the numbers going down. So we're going to go down from 1, 8, 15, 22, 29, 36, 43. In the first row, that number is going to be, in the first row, going down from the 1, going straight down, will be the number 154. Second row, right next to it, it'd be 161. Next row, 168. Next row, 175. Next row, 182. Next row, 189. Next row and last will be 196. So we're going to go back to the 154. 154 equals 10, which is 1. The next row, 161, is you add those numbers up, that's 8. The next one, 168, is 15, which is really the number 6. 175, which is 13, which is the number 4. 182, which you add them up, is 11, but it's the number 2. 189, that would be, you know what I'm saying, those, all those numbers I added up would be 27, but it was, but we're going to mean 18, but we're going to make that a 9. And the last one, 196, equals 7. So now we're going to show you, when we did the breastplate, I want y'all to get them numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So now we're going to show you how the calendar, when you line things up, it's going to show you something.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning. Where did you get the 196? Did you add the 7, the 14, the 21,
yeah,
the 28,
yep,
the 30?
Yep.
Where did you get that 196 at? And that became what? That was when you add the 197. Becomes a 7. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So now, I want you to go to where we said equals at the end, at the top. And then I want you to get that paper where we got, when I made you make the best plate, and I want you to look at the fourth grouping of numbers, which would start out with the 159. And when you go to the side of your paper, guess what you're going to see? 1, 5, 9, 4, 8, 3. So the first 6 weeks on a calendar, if you add the rows up, what number do you get? 1, 5, 9, 4, 8, 3. Right under you got a 7. It's going to do 7, 2, 6, but that's going to go into the next calendar, which we're going to do part 2 of next week, because that calendar takes us all the way to the end, all the way to the kingdom of God. That calendar, this is the first 7 days. This is describing Genesis, the creation, the first 7 weeks. But then we're going to do the next one that's going to lead all the way to where we are today, to the meeting of Christ, to the meeting of God. So we got this, 159483. We see that code. It's okay. Now, we already know where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is. It's the first row of the first line is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We know that code. That's the beginning code. That's the God code. When you go 1 to 9, it's pure. But now we got to, I'm saying, so I showed you the where the 159 and the 483 and the 726 comes from. It comes from the end. When you add all the rows up, it counts in that. And that's in the vibration. All those numbers are fours. It's going by fours. When you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're going by ones. Because it's going, because actually doing this, all these numbers add up to for it being 147. See, the codes, that's what they're going to end up being. You go by ones, you go for fours, and you go by sevens. So the last code is, where do we get the, I mean, not the last code, but next to last, is where do you get 186 from? People, I want you to go to the left side of your calendar, and you see the number one at the top? There go one.
Wow.
Right under that one is an 8. One under that 8 is a what? 15. That's 6.
6. Amen.
Okay. You see 249? Go right under that 18 and look. 22 is what? 4. 29 is 2. 36 is 9. 4, 20, and 9. Do y'all see that? 429. But I can show you that 429. Go into the middle at the top at the number 4. You'll see the number 4, 11, and 18. What is that? 429.
Wow.
And then the last one is when we're dealing with that, which went diagonally when we made the breastplate, is 753. Go to the end at where is the number 7? 7, 14 is what? 5, 21 is 3.
Wow.
753.
Amen.
So all these things are
Amen.
Deeply entrenched. And then, like we say, 147. 147, all that is whenever you not line numbers up. Well, we'll go back to that number 7. The number 147, just go back to that number 7. You got the 4, I mean, you got the 7 right under that. Guess what? At the end of that 14 is what? A 4. And at the end of the 21 is 1. 7, 4, 1, or if you do it in reverse, 147. Right under that, you got the number 28. Just pay attention to the 8. 8, go to 35. Guess what? 8, 5, and then the end of 42 is what? 2. You do it backwards, go 2, 5, 8. So what I'm saying is doing is all these things is doing is that. But let's take you to the top of the
wow.
calendar at the number 4. And you go down number 4 diagonally going downward, you get 4, 10, and 6. Guess what that is? 4, 1, and 7 or 147. 4, 1, 6, and 7. 4, 10, 16, when you go diagonally to the left from the 4 at the top of the calendar. 4, then you got a 10, and then you got a 6. What is that? That's just scrambling the numbers, but that's 1, 4, 7. Go to the number 5. Go to the number 5 that's right next to that 4. You got the number 5, you go diagonally, you got the number 11, which is 2, and then you got the number 17, which is 8.
Wow.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Brother Nakomi.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, how are you picking these codes out? Why are you going diagonal and
how are you
picking these codes out? Because God, you said God wants things done in order, so how are you going diagonal and all that and all
because,
that?
Because he scrambles the numbers. It's all about what it's all. It ain't about the numbers. It's about what they add up to.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do that. You want to know why 147 means something? It ain't about the code.
It's about what they add up to. 147 is what?
The number 12 or the number 3.
If you add 258, it equals the number 15 or the number 6. When you add 369, you get what? You get the number 9. When you add all those together, what, you already got a code again. 369.
369.
So then that goes all the way back to, where is it? That takes us back. Hold up. Wait a minute.
To the when you go to the breastplate.
And then it takes us back to light, water, and dirt. The cold.
Yeah, light, water, earth.
Okay.
That's the cold. All the
light,
water, earth. See, we were saying the Bible code, so you understand the Bible code.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, this is all about that. People, these codes is in everything because this is what creation is made out of. This is the code of the universe. And you see, it goes.
There you go.
I'm trying to say, and it goes in all directions.
And all type of patterns.
And all kind of patterns. But I'm saying, me,
it's coming
easy
together.
It's easy for me because I play with these numbers every day. So I can see the codes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what form the 8, you know what I'm saying? They can be backwards. They can be, the wrong number can be in the middle. I'm going to see it because God didn't show me the code numbers for like the last like 3 years. So it's easy for me. Yeah, it might not be that easy for y'all, but once you see it, I know people like Sister Mary. I know Sister Mary can look at this and she can see it just like I can, because I didn't heard her listen to this plain code.
Yeah, I can see it.
I'm saying, I know she catches on quick. She gonna see it right away. I know she's just a person that's got the same kind of spirit I got, and when she see these patterns, she just say, okay, there we go.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. He said do things. See, he's trying to show you when you're lining things up, I'm going to show you something. But most of us don't line these things up, so we don't see it. So he's got all these numbers and codes in what? In time. In time. So now we did that. Now let's show you these numbers in the scriptures. Let's show you that these code numbers are deeply rooted into the scriptures. Let's go to Genesis. We're going to do a lot into Genesis chapter 5. So let's go to Genesis chapter 5. And Sister Rhea, I want you to read very slow, because we're going to write things down slow so people can get the numbers, write them down, and add the numbers up. So, Sister Rhea, let's get Genesis 5 and verse 3. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3.
Amen. Genesis 5 and verse 3 reads, "And Adam lived 130 years."
Stop.
And begot
a... Stop. People, stop. So, like I said, we got to read very slow. So, Adam... We want you to write down the number 130. Okay? Read on, sister.
Amen. "And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years."
So 800 people under 130, right? 800. Read on, sister.
All right. Verse 4. "And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died."
Stop. So now, we write 930. So now, people, we've been to add this up. So you're going to have 0 at the end. The middle is going to be 6. And then 9 plus 8 and 9 is 18. Now, people, this might be a trick to some people, but I understand. Don't worry about the 0. What number do you get if you take that zero off? Because you get 1,860. If you take the zero off, what number do you get?
186. Amen.
Which is when you go to all the code numbers, one of the numbers is what? 186.
186.
When you go to the breastplate, 186. The first week, in the count, the code calendar is what? Number one. When you go under that number one, you got an 8. And then at the bottom of that, what? 15, which is 6. 186.
Amen.
So let's read on. Let's go into Seth, which would be verse 6.
Amen. Verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos.
So 105. Write down 105, people. Read on.
Amen. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years and begot sons.
Let's write down 807.
Amen.
Read on.
And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died.
So let's add that up, 912. So we got 105, 807, and 912. So let's add that together. So 105 plus 807 plus 912 equals 1824. 1824. So people, God is trying to trick people that don't know how to see. Guess what this is? It's the same number as
186.
Circle that two circle that 2 and 4, that's a 6. That's
Amen.
186.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I'm saying, because people don't understand. Sister Rhea, I'm gonna show you why Adam's number and Seth's number is the same. Read Genesis chapter 5, verse 1.
Okay, amen. Genesis 5 and 1 reads, "This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him."
Read on.
Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his
after his own likeness, own image, because guess what? They the same age when you break it down. They the same code, 186 and 186.
Woo.
Same likeness, same
Amen.
Image.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go into, because we want you to show these numbers from the calendar. Now we're going to drop down to Canaan, and that would be verse 12, Genesis chapter 5, verse 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. So,
right,
Canaan in
80,
like 70
so,
years?
Okay, Canaan, so 70 years.
Okay.
All
and
right.
Canaan lived, after he begot Mahalalel, 840 years.
Mm-hmm.
And begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died.
So we're going to add all these numbers up. Zero. And then look at that second row when y'all line them up. Do you see that 147 in the middle? 741.
Yep, right in the middle, 741.
Okay, but that's the number 12. And then we add the 8 and the 9, which will be 18. What number do you get? You get 182, which is really 182. Now, people, go to your Bible calendar. And I want you to go to the top at the number 5 and then come all the way down at the end. And at the end, at the bottom, when we added that number up, what is it? 182.
182.
So you see these numbers are getting generated from where?
are getting generated from off the calendar, Bible calendar. It's showing you how all these numbers are being generated. Now, let's go to, we're going to do our forefather, Jared. So let's drop down to verse 18.
Amen. So Jared, okay, verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, and he begot Enoch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
19. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years.
Mm-hmm.
And begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died.
Okay. Now we're going to add all that up. So that'll be 4 and then 12. 18, 19. So now, I see Sister Reyes caught on. That 192.4 is really 196.
Amen.
So when you get done, you're gonna have 1924. But you circle that 24 as a 6. Now go to your creation calendar again and look in the last row on the 7 going down. What's in the corner?
196. Wow.
So, people, God is showing you that the numbers that he's generating, when he generates numbers in the Bible, he's generating these numbers from a calendar. Oh, we skipped something. When we did 182, when we did Seth and his number was, Sister Rhea, go back to.
Seth was 186.
No, Seth was 186. But guess what? His whole age was 912, right?
Mm-hmm. 912.
Okay, I want you, and you remember, one of the codes is 456, the number 456, right?
Okay.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want you to take 456 times 2.
Okay, 456 times 2, 912.
Uh-oh. 912, ain't that his whole age? So the code, the code, he got 186 in him, but you can get there if you add 456 is what? Is his age. So if you multiply that by 4, guess what? You're going to get 1824. See how these code, these number codes,
yes,
they're going to add all these things.
My goodness.
They're all going to add. They're going to all add up to that. They're going to add up to that.
Hallelujah.
Let's go into our forefather, Lamech. Lamech. So let's get to Lamech. And that would be verse 28.
Okay. Genesis 5, chapter 5 and verse 28 reads, and Lamech lived 182 years. 182.
Okay, you can't look at 182 a code already.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. And we got a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years.
Okay, read on.
Years and begat sons and daughters, 31. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years. And he died.
Okay.
So now we're going to add that up, 182,595,777, and let's see what we get, people. And we get 1,554, or 1,554. For people, circle the 54, which will equal 9, and you got 1,5. So go back to your creation calendar,
okay.
And when we added the weeks up in and when we added the weeks together, what did we get when we added the rows together? When you add row 1, row 2, row 3, you get row 1 is 18, which is 1.
159.
Row 2 is 77, which is 5. And row 3 is what? 9.
1, 9, 5, amen.
9. You get 159. So, people, this is no mistaking of where these numbers come from. Let's show you that these codes, that Adam is so much a 186. Everybody, I want you to take one. I want you to write the number 186, and I want you to multiply it by 5. 186 times 5, and tell me what number do you get?
Is that 930, which is 12?
Yeah. No. Go to Genesis.
Verses 3.
Go to Genesis Genesis chapter 5 and verse 5.
Okay.
Genesis 5 and 5.
Amen. Genesis 5 and 5 reads, "And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died."
Did we not add up all this number? And 186.
Oh my!
And then if you take 186 times 5, what you get? You get Adam's age.
Ooh.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So just in case people say, "Oh, you circled them numbers at the end," that don't mean 186. Well, guess what? God just showed us it does. You can circle them numbers you're supposed to do. It's gonna add up to the numbers. It's gonna add up to the person. So, people, I'm hope you've seen this, that I'm not doing nothing. I'm just showing you these things. And the numbers are generated from all those codes that we showed you in the beginning when we made to the breastplate. So all the numbers on the breastplate reveal these codes, but guess where you see all these numbers generated from? These same numbers is also generated from a calendar. And then all the ages, I didn't want to go through all of them because some of these guys are high holy days and everything. A lot of these are holy days and everything these numbers is. So he's generating these numbers who are all the numbers are generated from a calendar. Let's show you something else. People, we got one of the codes is 2, 5, and 8. You got it written on your paper, 2, 5, 8. Now check this out. I want you to take 2, 5, 8 and multiply it by 7. 258 divided by 7. And tell me what you get.
186, 1,806.
186, don't you? See, you learning how to do it.
Amen.
See that? How these codes keep coming? 186. It said 1,800. You see that zero. You should already, by now you should already know what time it is. But I'm saying, forget about the zero. You got 1, 8, and
6.
Now, one of the codes is, and the main code, and like the most important code is 369. And I would like you to take 369 times 5. I mean, 369, 369 times
mm-hmm.
5. 369 times 5 gives you what? 18.
So that's 1845, which is 189.
And when you go through the creation calendar, when you go to your creation calendar,
mm-hmm.
189, sixth row at the bottom is what?
Right there, it's on the sixth row at the bottom. Amen.
180.
Go ahead.
189.
Thank you, Jesus.
189. So, all these numbers is where? They're all on the calendar. Like I'm saying, at the end of the row, I'm saying 189 is at the bottom of the row. But now, let's go, Sister Ray, let's go into Genesis chapter 25 and 7.
Amen. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 7 reads, and
25 and 7.
Okay. Genesis chapter 25 and verse 7.
And it's our forefather Abraham. Let's see if Abraham got anything to do with this calendar. Read on.
Amen. Genesis 25 and 7. And these are the days, the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 175 years.
Which is 175. So people, go to your creation calendar again. I want you to look in the fourth row going across is 175.
And then
fourth row going to the middle at the bottom is 175.
Wow.
Because he's the number 4. Just like Jesus. That's why we just made a cross. Because this is also all about the Hebrew alphabet. The last letter in the Hebrew alphabet is a cross, which is the number 400. Two O's is a 4. So it's making a cross. That's why it adds up in the middle and at the top in the middle and at the top and down is because it's making a cross. It is the number 400, which is 4.
Wow.
Which 175 is 13 is 4.
Oh,
and
my
see,
God.
You know, but look, it's also coming when? In the fourth week. It come on, you get it at the top in what? In the fourth day. And then when you go horizontal, it's in the fourth week. So it's in the middle of the fourth, and then it's going in, it's also coming in the fourth week. And y'all think this is just a coincidence? I think not.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I think not. Because it starts in people, guess what? The other thing is the fourth week starts with the number 22. Guess what, people? 2 and 2 is 4, but guess what? The Hebrew alphabet ends at the number 22, which is the number 400.
Wow.
Okay, people.
Oh, wow.
Y'all don't understand. And people think a man wrote this book when you can do that?
I think not.
That not only can you read the stories in the Bible, you can mathematically make the stories, make it connect.
Amen. Yeah, that is awesome.
Okay, Sister Rhea, let's get to our forefather Aaron. Let's go to Numbers 33 and verse 39.
Amen. Numbers
33. Mm-hmm. Verse 39.
Amen. Numbers 33 and verse 39 reads, And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor.
Stop. Oh, stop. He was what? 123.
123.
Which is
123. Yep.
Okay. Now, I want you to do some math with Aaron's age. Let's take 123 times 3. What you
times
get?
3. 369, baby.
Yeah, you get 369. Hey, y'all probably not even paying attention. Sister Rayer, what scripture is we reading from?
Numbers 33, and it's 39.
Which is 333. I'm saying 333. What is 3? What is 333? No. 333 is what? 3 is 3. Another 3 is 6.
It's 6.
Another 3 is 9. 333.
369.
Amen. 369. So you can use other codes. You can use the other codes, make the other codes. 1, 2, 3, you can deal with it, and it can break down codes. If I had time, I got another lesson where I take all the code 1, 2, 3 and add it all the way up. And if you keep adding it up, and you use them as dates, it's going to start making the 3, 6, it's going to start making codes with it if you write it down in dates. That's a whole nother lesson. All these numbers, if you do them in dates, they're going to make a whole nother code if you put them down as dates. So let's continue. Let's go into Genesis 47.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 47. Genesis 47, when you get it, go ahead, sister.
Genesis 47 and 1?
Mm-hmm. No, 47 and drop down to the 9.
Okay, Genesis 47 and verse 9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years.
Okay, so that's 4. That's the number, 130 is 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drop down to verse. No. Drop down to verse 28.
Okay. So down to 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years.
Stop. 147 is just a straight up code right there. Okay.
And it sure is. Okay.
It's a straight up code. But guess what? Jacob, I'm going to show you this whole situation is a code. In verse 9, he said that the days of his years of my pilgrimage are 130. 130 equals 4. Then we dropped to 28. He said, I lived in Egypt 17 years. 1 and 7 equals 8. And then 147 equals 12 equals 3. Guess what, people? When you go on the side of your calendar where the 159, what's right under that 159? 483. 483. Do y'all see that? Hello? Hello? We still on?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. So, do y'all see after that 159 on the side, you got 483?
I see it.
Okay, now, let's do Jacob just like we did earlier. I want you to write 130 plus 18 plus 147. Tell me, what do you get? You should get the number 294.
Do I get 295? Is 294. That 295? Oh, 294. Hold on, I did something wrong. You said 130, and then 18,
mm-hmm.
and then 147.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I getting?
Well, no. What do you get? Let me get. Let me use my calendar. I'm probably off. 130 plus 17 plus 147. Yeah.
Oh, you said 17. Forgive me. I had put 18. You said 17? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So 130 plus 17 plus the 147 equals 294. Okay.
Which is what? Go to the, it's really 429. Go to the beginning of the calendar. You go from the 1, 8, 15, you got the 4, 2, and 9. 22. But so it's just scrambling the numbers. Like I'm saying, it's trying to trick you. But guess what? All these numbers going to end up to the codes. Just like that 483. Guess what? This ain't the, a lot of our forefathers that when their life ended with the equivalent or 3 or 12 are also 483s. If y'all know the story of Noah, Noah left Egypt. He found out who he was. And left Egypt when he was 40 years old. He came back when he was 80. That's 4 and 8. 400, I'm saying 40, take 0, is 4. He came back when he was 80, which is 8. He died at the age of 112, 483. So he the same thing. And then let's show you, this is going to be the last place, people. We're going to go right back to Genesis 5. And we're gonna pick it up at verse 3 again, Sister Rhea. Genesis 5 and verse 3.
Amen.
Okay.
Genesis 5 and 3. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Genesis 5 and 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot his son in his own likeness.
So 130, this is saying 103, mm-hmm. 3, which equals what? 4.
4.
Read on.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. After his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begot sons
800,
and daughters.
Go your 8. Okay. 8. And then read on.
Verse 5, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Which adds up to the what? The number 12,
which
or
is 3.
483.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
He's just like Jacob, and he's just like Moses, 483 codes. Where we got all this off of lining things up in the correct order through the breastplate at the beginning. That's why I wanted to show you all through the breastplate, and then we showed you the calendar where it generates all these numbers where you can actually see the numbers. They all add up to what? People in the Bible. All the people in the Bible are connected to the numbers from that breastplate, which is really the numbers from a calendar. So this is how the Most High is generating numbers. It's off of time. He does math through time. So we got to hope that you've seen this. I know it probably felt like y'all went back to math class, high school or something. But God is trying to show us, people, that people think these are just mythological stories. No, this is a very intricate plan. Everybody can't see it. You got to have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, in order to see things like that. I know this is a lot for you to comprehend. But if you keep listening, I'm going to actually break the numbers down and do the actual Bible code. I think I'm going to bring it to the people. And do that series again in like in a week or two. So, people, I hope you've seen the numbers. And I hope you understand, I didn't try to do nothing. These numbers are going to generate themselves. So, with that, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. I hand things off to Brother Joe, Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I love these lessons. They work your brain. Sheila?
You know,
thank you,
we can hear you.
Thank you, sister.
Well,
go ahead, Sister Mary.
Brother Nicole. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
and when you were saying about the fours and it equals up to a cross, I actually see it. I really see it in my calendar.
Yes, ma'am.
I really see it. You awesome. Thank you so much. I love these lessons. I love them.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Any more questions, comments, testimonies?
I just want to say before my husband says something that, Brother Nakomi, you can tell that you actually study to show yourself approved. You can tell that you actually, you read the book. I just thank the Father for that. I felt the Holy, when you were teaching this Bible code, even everything is just lighting up. It's coming on fire for me. It's the Holy Spirit is all over this. And no, since you have done the Bible code, it's just, it confirms to me this Bible is real. It's not man-made. Created from the Father, from His Holy Spirit, given to the inspiration of man. But I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you taking out the time to do this Bible code, to teach the lessons that you brothers teach. I'm paying attention. You just don't know right now. My bones are on fire. I just want to cry. I'm happy at the same time. I'm glad I'm a part of the ministry. I'm glad that the Father has me where I'm at. I pray that we all continue to grow. And I just want to tell this one sister that said, please don't say nothing. But I want to tell her it's all right. I'm going to put up my copy of my calendar on the wall. I'm going to take a screenshot of it. And I'm pretty sure Brother Nakomi in a little while, sooner than later, is going to go on YouTube or something like that and kind of actually have a visual for people to see to make it easier for those that, you know, kind of can't get it over the phone. I'll just say that. But I'll put it up on Facebook, sister, so you can see the codes and everything. I took all these copious notes, so maybe you can get a better understanding that way. But she said that you are a great teacher and you are on fire, and she's going to listen to this again when she gets home from work and try to get a better understanding. I just wanted to say that really quick. But great lesson, Brother Nakomi, as usual. Amen.
Thank you. I'm saying,
yeah, you brothers
saying,
are on
I'm
fire.
Saying,
you brothers are on fire. Ooh, I love
y'all. Thank you.
Much.
I'm saying we do these things. I'm saying we do these things because He does not give us this understanding and information to keep to ourselves. He gives it to us to give it to the sons and daughters of Adam. And I appreciate that the people say, you know, they're trying to embrace it and trying to learn it. And yes, I will soon be putting things on YouTube and things like that, showing people this live because it's hard to do all this. You know, writing charts and numbers without being able to see anything. It's way better when you can see things. So I plan on very soon showing these things on the internet, showing these things so you can see it actually with your eyes. And with that, I yield to Mike.
Amen. Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.
You know, we should give you brothers your props. Because you brothers, all of you guys are awesome.
Amen.
You are all awesome. From Brother Joe down to Brother Paul, you guys are awesome. And I thank the Father
Amen.
For you. I thank the Father for you. I yield the mic.
Any more questions, comments, testimonies?
You're muted, baby.
Shalom. Shalom, they still
check
muted?
Your phone again. Yeah, I think he is. Hold on. Okay, hold on. He's getting his phone.
Okay. Okay, so. Got
well, while he's doing that really quick, I want to let everyone know that Brother Paul stated that tonight he'll be on at 7 p.m. He just moved into his house, so he's all settled now. And tonight he said he's going to be doing a lesson called The Hedge is Real. So he said this is going to be a night of testimonials. But first he's going to read a couple of scriptures about grace and mercy. And he's going to give his own little testimony. And then he's going to be opening up the floor for questions and comments. So hopefully everyone can tune back in tonight for Brother Paul's lesson at 7 p.m. here on Sounds of Living Water. Let me see if his mic is open. Hold on 1 second. No, you can't hear you, Dobe.
Okay, now they heard now. I can't hear nothing. You can be heard, but it's
distant. Oh, okay. No, I just want to say that great precept. I'm crunching this when I get back home. I'm at work right now, but I'm crunch this when I get home and get opportunity. But still, man, it's an awesome piece. To reflect back on that, man, and you know, I don't know that Adam deal, that Adam himself, awesome combination, awesome pre-sale, and that's just a deal breaker, man. That this Bible is not, you know, written by man. You know, it's just not a bunch of stories put together, but it's a bunch of allegories, and grammatics, and laws and statutes and things of that nature and stories, you know, that are ways of life, man. And this book is definitely not written by man, not on this level, you know, not on this level. And handed out to people, no. This book is about truth, it's testifying of itself. And I like to say it once, I said it 1,000 times. Numbers can't lie. I can slip a word here or alphabet there, but numbers ain't gonna lie for you, no matter what. They're always gonna come back, and they're gonna testify themselves that the word of God is true, and word of God is based on numbers, which my brother had brought up with the cross being the center of the creation. You know. In the center of all things, and that is salvation. So, man, bro, great precept. Loved it, and can't wait to dig all the way into it. And I yield the mic.
Thank you, and shalom. Any more questions, comments, any more announcements?
Nope, that's about it for this morning. I know everybody was fed great this morning. It's going to last you for the whole week. I don't see anyone's hands up. Anyone else have anything to say? All your lines are open. Nope. No, Brother Nakomi. So any closing words you would like to say before we close out?
Just hope everybody got some understanding in Jesus' name. Like I said, I know it's difficult to deal with all the math and all the dealing with the charts and all of that stuff on without seeing it. So, like I said, I hope you got some understanding. I hope you open up your mind to paying attention to everything that's in the Bible, saying everything matters. He said all things written for a time were written for our learning. So these things is for our learning, and I hope people embrace and try to open more and more up to the scriptures and understanding that these things are a great, great plan, a very intricate plan that cannot be done by man. So with that, I hope you just get more understanding. And I'm going to try my best to start putting these things where you can visually see it. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Amen. Amen, bro. So with that being said, I want to edify. Before we edify someone, God knows we want to edify everybody, but we hope we edify someone. Job well done, Israelite, grace and peace. This is your brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a little Israel, coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, of the Nation of Peace of Israelite, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind, people. So, with that being said, thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the sound of living water, do what?
Read your Bible.
Amen. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.